Asia, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Federal workers have received an order telling them to document five things they accomplished in the past week, and CBS's Bradley Blackburn tells us.
In a post on X, the head of Doge, Elon Musk, said failing to respond will be taken as a resignation.
FBI and State Department employees are being instructed to ignore the order. Pope Francis remains in critical condition in a Rome hospital with a complex lung infection as Cardinal of the Archdiocese of New York, Tim Dolan, prays for his recovery.
We're worried about him. I don't mind admitting that. Sad. There's kind of a feeling of somberness.
The House of Representatives will take up a proposed federal budget Tuesday with a government shutdown possibly looming. Democratic House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries told CNN's State of the Union.
The Republicans have the House, the Senate, and the presidency. It is their responsibility to fund the government.
CBS News Brief. I'm Michael Toscano.
Don Rosen starts the day at 6 with his guests from all over Racine, along with local, state, and national news featuring Stuart J. Waddles, weekday mornings on WRJN.
The dreams won't die, the music of the stars.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. The retirement savings picture across America is generally bleak. Not a lot of people have a big nest egg to rely on. Could more pensions be the answer? Mike Moen reports.
Pensions offered to public employees are seen as more stable because they're not shaken by movements in the financial markets. In recent polling from the National Institute on Retirement Security, 86% of Americans say all workers, including the private sector, should have a retirement plan that is more pension-driven. The group's Dan Doonan says retirement coverage is still too spotty for non-wealthy workers, leaving them on their own to put away savings.
In general, we're just asking way too much of individuals to get all this right. And saving during the middle years of your life to provide income throughout retirement, it really is a challenging endeavor.
He says the good news is that more states are setting up programs that enroll private sector workers in an IRA-style plan. The goal is to step in when a company can't or won't offer retirement perks. Experts say they're easy for states to operate and benefit small businesses because they don't have to contribute. But for the workers, the IRAs typically have lower contribution limits, meaning the retirement savings might not stretch as far. And just like state and local governments, Doonan says a more simplified network of retirement programs around the country can help companies in the private sector avoid staff turnover.
If they do move in that direction, I think what you'll see is more loyalty in return to the company. So there are some benefits for private employers, especially employers who value retention.
This is Mike Moen. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
And this is Civic Media News. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
Wisconsin loses in overtime. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball, the number 11th ranked Wisconsin Badgers, led by as much as 17 points in the first half against the unranked Oregon Ducks. But then the Badgers started committing turnovers, 17 of them, a season high. The game went into overtime, and Oregon came out on top with the win, 77-73. It's only the second time the Badgers have lost at home this season, head coach Greg Gard.
Obviously, credit goes to Oregon for making us be very uncharacteristic, specifically the last 8 minutes or so. Even most of the second half, we were not nearly as aggressive as we have been.
Up next, the Badgers host Washington Tuesday night. NBA, the Bucks and the Miami Heat in Milwaukee tonight. Baseball, the Brewers with an 8-7 win over the Reds in Cactus League action, thanks to infielder Vinny Capra with a pair of three-run home runs. Outfielder Blake Perkins, out for the start of the season, suffered a fractured shin bone during batting practice. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN. I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Morning clouds eventually thinning out in the afternoon. High temperatures warming to the upper 30s. A light southwest breeze. For tonight, more clouds set to roll in. Lows will bottom out of the upper 20s. Partly sunny and mid-40s Monday. It's 30 at our studios.
Easy Mobility Solutions helps you reclaim your freedom and live life on your terms. Travel with ease in a Golden or Pride power scooter or power chair designed for easy transport wherever you go. Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted power mobility provider with care credit options also offers power lift recliners with heat and massage features, keeping you comfortable and independent at home. Stop by the Easy Mobility Solutions showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine. There's nothing quite like the rich aroma of slow-cooked brisket or the sweet scent of a homemade pie fresh from the oven. At Mrs. Rivers Bakery and Smokehouse, every cut of meat is smoked low and slow to perfection. Every dessert and pie is made from scratch. From fluffy pancakes at breakfast to a warm, hearty soup with lunch, flavor and love can be found in every bite and served all day. Mrs. Rivers Bakery and Smokehouse, open Tuesday through Sunday, 7 to 2 on Durand Avenue in Sturtevant, one block west of School Days
Mall. The first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Last Christmas.
Lauren's ready to transfer her college credits, but she's stuck repeating a course she's already passed.
This class again?
Last Christmas.
Until she transferred to University of Phoenix, where we accept eligible transfer credits, saving her time. Plus, there's a scholarship for transfer students.
Finally.
Focus on new courses and finish your degree faster.
During President's Day savings at the Home Depot, get up to 35% off select appliances. Plus, save up to an extra $450 on select appliances like Whirlpool. Shop the side-by-side fingerprint-resistant stainless steel refrigerator with an indoor can caddy. Or the fingerprint-resistant stainless steel top-control dishwasher with 3 5-inch shelves. Make the most of President's Day savings and our lowest prices guaranteed at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. See homedepot.com/pricematch for details. See store online for details. Minimum purchase required.
The Music of the Stars continues on the Civic Media Radio Network. We're on the air. Frank Sinatra. The Music of the Stars. The dreams continue.
I have dreamed that your arms are lovely, and I have dreamed what a joy you'll be. I have dreamed every word you whisper when you're close to me. How you look in the glow.
of your love network, but particularly to the home folk in Vegas. And for my lady and for little Sam and Big Mama.
Sammy Davis.
I dreamed a dream in times gone by, when hope was high and life worth living. I dreamed that love would never die. I dreamed that God would be forgiving. But I was young and unafraid. Were made and used and wasted. There was no ransom to be paid. No song unsung, no wine untasted. But the tigers come at night. Soft as thunder, as they tear your hope apart, as they turn your dreams to shame. I slept a summer by her side. whisper when you're close, close to me. How you'd look in the glow of evening. I have dreamed and I've enjoyed my view. In these dreams I've loved you so. Not by now, I think I know what it's like to be loved by you. I will love being loved by you. In these dreams I've loved you so. That by now I think I know, Lord, what it's like to be
stop. Doc Severinsen. King and I, of course. The music of the stars.
The doctor, Doc Severinsen.
Dream stuff, ever fleeting, ever shifting, yet we could keep it from drifting if we'd only dare.
This is Peter Lynn Hayes.
Past that world you've been to, carry it right into bright blue day. Feel it, seal it, don't let anybody steal it. Most of all, keep any doubt away.
Biggest movie flops ever. The picture was, well, Dream Stuff from the 5,000 Fingers of Dr. T. Great stuff, and hardly anybody's ever heard it.
Every night, when I lay me down to sleep, and pray the Lord my soul to keep. If I should die before I wake, drift off into this beautiful recurring dream. Pray the Lord my soul to take. Something I've come to look forward to with a sense of wonder and delight. This dream I keep dreaming each and every night. I don't know what it means. Maybe you can tell me. Or if it means anything, maybe you can tell me. But it's different from normal. No other dream I've ever had. Maybe you can tell me. What happens is this soft, pulsating music comes creeping over the lavender edges that rim the distance. There it is. A distance that seems to stretch out forever. And there, far off, somewhere, the shape of something begins imperceptibly. Take form.
Who is it?
The question has become part of the ritual. Almost as if the dreamscape itself is asking. Then a wind whispering quiet curls itself around the stranger who's now becoming everyone I've ever known.
You know me.
You know who I mean? What's his name? Always on the tip of your tongue. Anyway, it's someone mysterious who looks so familiar it hurts. You get the feeling you've known whoever it is for as long as who can remember. There he is, moving closer to where you are in the crowd that has suddenly gathered and made itself comfortable in a vast camaraderie, shoulder to shoulder. Hey, what's happening? Nose to the grindstone is he.
Whoever he is.
Comes closer and closer through the lavender glow that's beginning to brighten. Looks great in slow motion. So graceful. Then he climbs up on an improvised stage. I have no idea how it got there. Now he's within earshot of all of us. What's he going to say?
What's he
going to
say?
tattoo is a ritual question. Because a sudden is sudden. You know how things are in a dream. We know what he's going to say before he says it. We hear him telling us what we've been telling ourselves. The very word.
Don't worry. Things will work out.
Things will work out.
The way you want them to.
The way you want them to.
You'll work wonders.
Your imagination will work wonders for you.
You're smart.
All that you've done. All that you've given yourself to. You'll make more and more money.
More.
If it hasn't happened already, you'll fall in love with someone who'll fall in love with you. You'll lose weight. Low cholesterol. Your doctor will give you high marks. You'll do something so miraculous you won't believe it's you.
Juggle a thousand dreams.
It's a wonderful dream.
At the same time.
You can see why it's recurrent. And who knows?
Don't you mind dreaming?
I have a feeling that if you dream it the way I do,
you tell me you're
right. Some of it could very well spill over into daytime.
Because it was of you.
It's the kind of dream that should.
You tell me your dream.
Well, I told you my dream.
I'll tell you mine.
Now you tell me yours.
I can juggle a thousand dreams at once.
Mel Torme.
Together, it's dream time. Let's look ahead together as people do. Folks like me. Precious minute, it's time for me. Time for you to make all this dream come
Civic Media Radio Network. Good morning, everybody.
that's the thing to do. Just watch the smoke rings rise in the air. You find your share of memories there. So
Finnegan and the orchestra. It's quite a story here. We'll tell it someday soon, I promise. The Souter Finnegan Band. And one of their very best, Time to Dream.
When the moonlight starts you sighing, then that's the time to dream. When her good night starts you crying, that's the time to dream. Night or daytime, sad or gay time, if you sigh, don't wonder why. For while you can recall the magic of it all, how wonderful a dream can seem. As long as you're in love, from now until forever, it's the time to dream. Dream can seem as long as you're in love from now until forever. It's the time to dream.
Souter Finnegan, Music of the Stars. Now, I know that name, or Souter Finnegan, two names really, are unfamiliar to too many people, and that's kind of a pity. It's quite a story with this innovative orchestra. Well, we'll tell it one of these days soon, I promise. Good morning, everybody, on our Civic Media Radio Network. I want to say hi to Madison, WMDX at 1580. Here's Dino. And it's unfortunate, but the old clock on the wall says...
That old clock on the wall that keeps ticking night and day. My heart will keep beating just for you. Like that old river that flows and keeps rolling out to sea. My love will go on my whole life through. Like that old sun in the sky seems to hide when clouds come by and seems brighter when those clouds go away. I'll make each day turn out fine just as long as you are mine, with my heart beating for you through it all. Like that old clock on the wall, like that old
Danny Kaye from the Court Jester.
Stars are bright. You may not find gold or silver, but a richer prize waits for you behind the raindrops if you close your eyes tonight. Asleep, we will tiptoe home with a wondrous star, a star you can always keep. And years from now, when you go dreaming, when you're very old,
this is Lou Regani on the Music of the Stars. Thanks for being here. Next week, more of the same. 7 o'clock Central till high noon. Over all the stations on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Tonight, tonight, when all the world's asleep, we will find a star that you can always keep.
music of the stars. On the air since 1992, and now on the Civic Media Radio Network. You can pick us up anywhere in the world, civicmedia.us. My name's Lou Regani, and it's a pleasure to be with you, but what do you mean, but? But it's almost over for today, is what I'm saying, and oh well, the old clock on the wall. Maybe it's time to get a new clock for the wall. No, that won't help. These are our star dreams for today. There'll be more. Send us an email or join us on Facebook. The Music of the Stars on Facebook. Here's a request right now. Barbra Streisand. Yeah, join us on Facebook. And thanks for listening.
When I dream in a world that has no time, in a world that pays no mind to a heart such as mine, I can be out along the stars somewhere, all alone without a care. I can be
sacrificing what I felt inside.
Music of Tchaikovsky, Sleeping Beauty, Tutti Camerata, the orchestra, the music of the star. Robert Allen wrote this for Perry Como. This is Carolyn Leonhardt, little different arrangement.
You are never. never far away from me. When we part, I hold your memory. You linger in my dreams when day is flown.
Week then. What's real, your dreams? Yeah, they're real. Keep them alive. And reach for the stars. The music of the stars. Until next week. See, it's all how you look at it. Joe Harnell, Ann Calloway.
The eye of the beholder shapes the visions that it sees. Someone's eye will see the forest, someone else will see the trees. The eye of the beholder fashions pictures as it must. Someone's eye will see the world. Someone else will see the dust. The eye of the beholder will perceive what it's allowed. Someone's eye will see the people. Someone else will see the crowd. The eye of the beholder shapes the beauty or the pain. Someone's eye will see the raindrops. Someone else the of them is really me.
will see the forest. Someone else will see the trees.
The scene is always different, just depending who you are. Someone's eye will see the darkness. Someone else will see the stars.
What I see is the summer sunshine. Sees the city's canyon.
While another sees the stream.
One eye sees a field of flowers.
While another sees the wind.
One eye sees the crying baby.
One eye sees humanity.
The eye of the beholder, looking inwardly, will find images reflected in the mirrors of the mind.
And the eyes, it's growing older, seeks to find identity in reflections of reflections. Which of them is really me?
Which of them is really me?
Which of them?
Look at the star. Till next week, then, 7 o'clock Central, till high noon on the Civic Media Radio Network. Keep your dreams alive. And reach for the stars.
You're listening to WRJN and W260 CV Racine, W251 BU Kenosha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. Hundreds of thousands of federal workers have through tomorrow to explain what they accomplished over the last week. CBS's Bradley Blackburn tells us that order came from Elon Musk.
The email sets a deadline Monday for federal employees to list 5 bullet points detailing their work in the last week. In a post on X, the head of Doge, Elon Musk, said failing to respond would be taken as a resignation, and he echoed suggestions the request would be routine in the private sector. But a union representing government workers is promising to fight unlawful terminations and calling the demand, quote, cruel and disrespectful. Bradley Blackburn, CBS News, New York.
Some agencies are telling employees they don't have to comply, and a State Department official told workers there that the department will respond on their behalf. About 5,400 newer workers for the Defense Department will be cut starting this week. This after President Trump and Defense Secretary